perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder. This is Young Catholics Respond, and it is a pleasure to have you joining me. No matter where you are listening from, thank you for tuning in. I want to give a big shout-out and thank you to the many different podcasts who have had Patchwork Heart Ministry on sharing about our Advent devotional, A Contemplative for Las Posadas. It is not too late to purchase a copy of our Advent devotional. I want to make sure that you head over to our website, patchworkheart.org, and click on the tab that says Online Store to do so. Looking forward to being able to help you deepen your Advent and really experience the Lord this and the coming of it in the Christmas season. So want to make sure you do that, but I don't want to spend too much time talking about ourselves on today's episode because I have a wonderful guest. Her name is Shannon McGraw, and she is the founder of Hopeful Hearts Ministry. In addition to doing many things, she is a woman in love with God and excited about her faith. It wasn't always that way, though, because when she was 3 years old, she was abused and by a family member. While still a teen, her boyfriend was tragically killed in an auto accident, and she began to question a God who would claim a young man with so much life yet to be lived. At the fragile age of 17, she was raped, and she began to distrust God, a God who would do such a thing. Again, as a freshman in college, she was raped a second time, and she began to put as much distance between herself and God as she possibly could. It has been said that the best thing about hitting the bottom when we do is that we have no place else to go but up. Such a thing was the case with McGraw. Growing up was with such evil, it is no wonder she struggled with a low self-esteem. At the age of 27, having run from God as far as she could go, she found herself at the bottom of a life that was no longer tolerable. Having no place to go but up, she looked to heaven, and there was God surrounding her with His peace. Shannon, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to talk with you today because I know there are so many young people out there broken and shattered, and it is just going to be an honor to talk with you about your journey of faith and how you found Christ and God and the Catholic Church through it all.
Thank you, Bill. It's an honor to be here. I'm blessed. Thank you.
Yeah, so I just want you to tell us a story. You know, the bio never does it full justice. So I just want you to tell us a story in your words, and I want to let you go and talk to our listeners.
Absolutely. So, I mean, the gist of my story, I hate to focus on the fact that I am a survivor of abuse, but that is a big aspect of my life. And having been abused by my grandfather from the age of 3 to 6, that was something that I didn't remember. I was so young, and it obliterated so many boundaries for me as a young person. And it affected me in so many ways, but of course I didn't really know it. And growing up, I had a great relationship with God. In many ways, our family, I was a cradle Catholic. We went to Mass and did all the right things. And I knew God in a very special way. But as I became a teenager and had my first boyfriend killed in that car accident, things began to change for me. I couldn't understand. You know, I had a lot of discord in the home. My father was an alcoholic. My sister was a drug addict. She had run away from home. There was just so much going on within that family life. And yet we would go to Mass and look like that perfect family on the outside. And I would just pray to God, like, save our family, you know, save us. And I just felt as if there was, you know, what was happening? Why wasn't He protecting all of us? And then, you know, my boyfriend was killed in that car accident, and I had this anger and this frustration inside, and I just turned away from God, just in my own self, just was like, I don't think that He loves me. He's not listening. He's not listening to my prayers. And to fill that void of His love, you know, there was like this hole that was left behind. And And I began seeking that in men. And that's when I ended up being raped. And it wasn't my fault. I don't want to say that. But I will say that I was seeking something that wasn't right and wasn't good. And then being raped when I was in high school, it truly brought me to this place of, I have now ruined it then with God. I thought, I have now gone too far. Not only have I turned my back on God, but now I've been, you know, I've had this virginity taken away from me. And I thought there would be no other opportunity to be in God's good grace. So I lost myself and truly died inside in so many ways and allowed myself to be used and abused. And I just kept seeking this love that was so empty and just not fulfilling, not knowing that God never had turned away from me. I had turned my back on God. Knowing, you know, looking back, obviously, I know that the Lord was with me the whole time and even protecting my ability to love. But as a young girl and as someone that was so hurt and so broken, I couldn't see that at the time. And I felt like this lost cause. And in college, I ended up meeting another young man that reminded me of the boyfriend that was killed in the car accident, but he was nothing like him. And he's the one that ended up raping me again in college. I'd put so much trust and so much faith into him. And then he did that to me. And I just was then filled with so much anger and rage and frustration. And I ended up turning him in to the police. And there was this huge ordeal of, you know, a legal aspect. And it was just ridiculous. And then I ended up meeting the man that I ended up marrying. And I think that I really went towards that and towards Neil because he was safe. He was somebody that I felt like would protect me. And within the marriage, I can't say that it was necessarily sacramental, just only because I went into it not knowing fully what I was getting myself into. And I was still filled with so much anger, hostility, and rage. I had not gotten the therapy I needed to have for all the rapes that had happened, you know, and not even acknowledging the abuse I went through as a child. And so long story short, I ended up, you know, having two children, and within having these young children that were God's gift, and I loved them so much, but I didn't know how to be a good mother to them. I didn't know how to love them freely. And there was a moment where I felt that my oldest was 2.5 at the time, and he did something so innocent and so normal as any toddler would do. And he tried to go number two on his own, and it got everywhere. And it was just, it was just a moment that set me off rail. And I'll just never forget. He had like painted his feces everywhere, and it was horrible. And God gives me visuals all the time. And there was, in many ways, I looked at that and thought, this is what my life is, right? Yeah. It's just a bunch of crap. Excuse my language. But and it was just in that moment that here's my little precious little boy, and I'm filled with this anger and rage, and I'm about to hurt him. And I hate to even say that, but I just didn't know what else to do. But then he looked at me, and I promise you it was the Holy Spirit looking back at me. His eyes just got so big, and I just stopped. And I recognized that, what am I doing? And I don't want to be this person anymore. So it was in that moment that I just began to say Jesus. And I don't, you know, I often have told teens, I've told even adults in speaking, that the greatest prayer we could ever say is just to say his name, Jesus. And that's so true. I hadn't turned to prayer in years. And I, at that moment, just said, Jesus, 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 help me. And began to clean up my son. My youngest was 1 month old at the time. He was squawking and crying, and I fed him and cleaned them all up. They went to bed. I cleaned up the mess, went into my bedroom and lay down face flat on the floor and just cried out to God and said, God, if you have anything for me, if my life is worth anything, then take my life and do something with it. And it was in that moment that I felt him, I could smell him, I could taste him. I knew God, like he was within me everywhere. And it just, I'll never never not want to know that moment. Like, from that moment forward, I have wanted to live my life so that I know I could feel that for eternity. Mm. And that is what I did. It wasn't that I got up and became the person I am today. I mean, that was 18 years ago. I got up off that floor and just knew that I always wanted to feel that. So step by step, day by day, moment by moment, I began to want to live my life to be able to know God in that way. And God has never left my side, ever. But I now know that God, I know God within me, even in all that can happen. And he ended up pulling me into youth ministry within the Catholic Church. I never wanted to speak in public. He ended up having me share my story. I was asked to speak at World Youth Day in Sydney and World Youth Day in Madrid. Like, these are things that I would have never, ever, ever, ever thought for my life. But I do know that the Lord has taken these things that have happened to me and given me the voice, given me the gifts and the talents that he had created within me to begin with, to share and to put that out there. And so from all of those experiences, from the speaking, from the writing, my story in the books, I began to realize how many adults had been abused in their past as children, as young adults, you know, in whatever way, and even in first marriages, whatever, mental, physical, sexual, emotional abuse, and have never spoken about it or ever worked through it the way that, you know, that God really intended, to not just survive it, but to thrive and to move forward. And so that is why I started Hopeful Hearts Ministry, to give them that voice and to give them that opportunity to be able to do that. But to not, I don't want to skirt over a very important aspect. You know, I said I got married young, had the two children, and I even wrote a book about my marriage, and I'll never take away that book and take away the gift that was within that marriage. But I am recently divorced, and recognizing that there was emotional abuse in that marriage on both sides, me to him and him to me, different types of abuses, really. And, you know, when you take a marriage and you take a relationship that was really never God ordained or sacramental, it causes a lot of discord and a lot of different things that happened. So that was very difficult to go through that, and to go through all the counseling and the therapy, and both of us trying very hard to make it what we felt God wanted, but it just didn't work out. So that's been a very difficult thing, but also I'm recognizing how many people go through that as well, especially even just within our Catholic faith. And I still so much respect and believe in the sacrament, you know, of marriage. And so it's just very important. So there's so many aspects that we deal with in regards to abuse. And emotional abuse is a very important thing to discuss as well. So anyway, that is my life in a nutshell. I forgot to say that even during all this process, the Lord can bring you through so many different things. And, you know, I'm a survivor, thriver of cancer within the last 5 years. And, you know, our home got flooded by Hurricane Harvey, and, you know, went through that. And in the relationship that I had with God, it's just knowing that he brings a greater good from every aspect of your life. So even as I got hit by these other traumas and these other aspects that could bring someone down, I knew, I have such a relationship with the Lord, that I knew that he would bring me, like, there would be a greater good that would come from this. I had that rest and that peace and his mercy and his grace. And I think that's just very important to put out, because life will never be perfect for anybody. We will have our moments of joy and we'll have our moments of grace, but there will always be something that could come up, because it's life. We're living on earth and not in heaven right now. So it's just so important to focus and know his grace and mercy and hope.
Oh, it's an amazing story. It's an amazing story for this season of Advent, as we prepare for a fresh coming of our Lord and, you know, a new rebirth in life. It's just so evident from your story and from your passion that you have an amazing relationship with Jesus, and all of the things that you have gone through, Shannon, have made you know, you, the person you are today in the Lord, and, you know, God does work out all things for our good, as you mentioned. And so, I want to remind our listeners of that as we go to the break, here. I want to, let them know that on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about, Hopeful Hearts Ministry and all of the things that you're doing with the ministry, because it's for men, it's for women, it's for everyone who has experienced, you know, the trauma of abuse in their life. And it's just an amazing ministry. So I can't wait to talk with you about it. And I thank you so much for your, you know, you being so candid and being so open and being so transparent about what's going on in your life and what has happened in your life. It's a huge blessing, and I know that the Lord has reached into many hearts right now and given them hope during this season of Advent. So thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
So this is Young Catholics Respond. We're going to take that short break and return to our conversation with Shannon McGraw right after these messages.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147. Or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
Hi, everybody. Bill Snyder here. Just want to thank you for listening to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. And as a founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry, we have so much more going on than just our podcasts. Check it out at patchworkheart.org.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond, everybody. I'm Bill Snyder, and today we're talking with Shannon McGraw. She is the founder of Hopeful Hearts Ministry. Their website is hopefulheartsministry.org. I want to also make sure that I give you Shannon's direct website, which is shannonmmcgraw.com. And you can check out both of those websites. But I want to talk with you, Shannon, a little bit about the ministry aspect of things now and all of the many ways that you've begun giving back after your incredible testimony and story. I want to find out, you know, from you, you have so many amazing programs and things available for people who have suffered abuse and trauma. You've got, you know, individual counseling, healing yoga, you know, Bible studies, support groups. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, first of all, how the ministry has, you know, taken off and grown and what you offer to people that suffer abuse.
Absolutely. So I will say that this ministry is, I call it God's ministry because of how it even, you know, began and just kind of putting myself out there and saying, okay, this is something that I feel that we need. When I was, you know, speaking in Sydney, I was recognizing that every church all over the world has the Gabriel Project, the Rachel Project, you know, St. Vincent de Paul, you know, all of these different ministries. And I was like, there's got to be something for those of us that have suffered through abuse. And, you know, I ended up getting involved with, there is a ministry I do want to put out there. It's called the Maria Goretti Network. And it is a support group for survivors of abuse that's within the Catholic Church. So I know that we have some chapters here in the Texas area. I know that they just started one in Chicago. There's some in Washington State. They're all over. So I do want to plug that just because that is kind of how Hopeful Hearts Ministry began. So that's the mgoretti.org is their website. But with Hopeful Hearts, to me, it was just so important to have that one-on-one peer ministry. I know for me, with all that I was going through, and then especially when the memories came back of what my grandfather had done, I went through therapy, and therapy is so important. That is one thing that we definitely encourage and work with survivors to do if they have not gotten the correct, you know, gone through therapy or we definitely promote, you know, to find somebody to go through EMDR, which is a great program to help with trauma healing. But one-on-one peer support with somebody else that has been through some type of abuse, mental, physical, sexual, emotional abuse, is so important to validate a survivor, to say, I know exactly how you're feeling. I know what it feels to be triggered, or I know what it feels like to wake up from nightmares that come back because your memories are coming back. Or if you are, you know, I've had grandparents come to me, people in their 50s and 60s, 70s, that are just now having memories come back because they have grandchildren at the same age. And, you know, it triggers a memory for some reason that maybe it didn't trigger when they had their own kids at that age. And I can say, yes, I get it. I understand. It makes you feel this anxiety. It makes you, you know, have these different physical aspects that happen. And so that is the most important, is to have this peer-to-peer support, which we offer by phone, in the places that we have Hopeful Hearts, which is in the Houston area, the Dallas area, Tacoma, Washington. Those are the physical aspects of where we have Hopeful Hearts that you can meet with one of us one-on-one. Otherwise, we work with people by phone and or by Zoom, you know, conference if you want to see us face-to-face. But that has been the most healing. But I've also recognized that we needed programs to empower, programs to give you tools to be able to work through, you know, some of these anxiety attacks or different triggered moments. And so we started doing healing yoga. Now I know, and we have come across the fact that the word yoga causes some people pause. And so and it's not yoga, and we deal with God only, and we don't focus on anything else. So we might be changing that word to more of like a healing stretch or a healing meditation. But we have just found that being able to, we bring in verses, you know, from the Lord, promises from God, recognizing our worth, knowing who we are, and just having time of you know, meditation on the light of God within us and, you know, what he's doing in our life, and, you know, going through the stretches and going through the poses, and it's just learning how to breathe. And so also we do Just Breathe, which is different breathing techniques that help people through stress and anxiety and that kind of thing. And so, another great program that we do I think when we do it in 2020, we'll try to, do it on video so anybody can call in and watch it or somehow post it on our website, is the Trauma Brain. And that's bringing in a psychotherapist or psychologist to come in and explain what happens literally physiologically to the brain, especially as a child, when you're going through traumatic situations. And that to me has just been so informative because it's validating and tells you why you might only have snippets of memory of something that happened in the past, why you might question, well, did this really happen or did it not? Or, you know, that kind of thing. So those are just a few programs. Oh, I'm sorry. One of the biggest programs also is the Boundaries course, because most often 100% really, when you have been mentally, physically, sexually, emotionally abused, you've had boundaries crossed. And it's so important to reconnect and to reform these boundaries. And so there is a great book out there by Dr. Henry Cloud, and I think it's John Thompson. I can't get the second name. But yeah, so many people do this boundary course at various churches and all over. You can do it yourself online. But we have our Christian therapist that kind of leads people through it. So we hope to offer that online as well. And we're starting to do in 2020, we're starting to do more peer support groups that we'll do, you know, online. And so I'm just kind of looking into that and looking into the legal aspects of that and how we'll run those. But on our Facebook page, Hopeful Hearts Ministry, we have a closed support group as well with them. So those are just a few aspects of what we do with Hopeful Hearts Ministry.
Yeah, it's so beautiful and amazing. There's so many different outreaches that you have to help people. I want to ask you a little bit about a couple of things. This mm-hmm. season of Advent and Christmas can be one of the loneliest times for people who have, you know, suffered depression, abuse, anxiety. Just it's one of the most difficult times of the year when everyone else is rejoicing and seemingly having fun. You know, this can be a tough part to be able to say, hey, you know what, I need help actually. And so for young people that might be going through something like that right now, listening to this episode, what advice would you give them? What resources? I know you have your books, and I want to make sure you promote them as well. But talk with us a little about what to do if somebody's listening to this right now, and the Holy Spirit's kind of jarred them and said, you know what, seek some help.
Well, and that's exactly what we're here for. And the holidays are very difficult for those of us that have been through, you know, various abuses in the past, especially if it's been by family members, because sometimes people are having to go to family events that even the people are there. And if you haven't told anybody about what's happened, then you're forced to, you know, be in the same room or in the same vicinity as that person. And that can be very difficult. And so I just encourage you to reach out to us. I mean, that is what we are here for. Or, I mean, also let me say this. I mean, turn to a good friend, talk to your parents, you know, or talk to your spouse, you know, turn to somebody at the parish that you completely trust in. And, you know, and if you're somebody that hasn't been through those abuses, but somebody comes to you with these situations, all I ask you to do is just listen. They don't need you to fix them. They don't need you to come up with some major, you know, idea of what could help make them better. Often people just need you to listen and to validate them, just to say, I hear you. I'm so sorry that happened. But if you don't feel that you have that trusted person to turn to and to talk about what your fear is or your concern or what causes anxiety, then come to hopefulheartsministry.org. Send us you can contact us through the website. It comes directly to my email, hopefulheartsministry.org. Go to the website, Facebook page, Hopeful Hearts Ministry. You can message me on there. We have three different peer support specialists besides myself who are here to help you, here to speak with you. Two of them are speak Spanish. So, I mean, if you have any listeners that just would rather, you know, speak in Spanish, then we have them for you as well. So there should be no reason why you should be alone. And we're just simply here to listen and to join along with you on this healing journey.
That's awesome. That's so great. So again, healing, Hopeful Hearts Ministry,
hopefulheartsministry.org
is the website. And also, you have a couple of books out there as well. Sometimes the best way to learn about things and reflect is kind of in a passive way through the books and reading somebody else's right. story. So just real quick, let us know a little bit about the books.
Absolutely. Well, you can find them on Amazon still. The first book, Exposed, Inexcusable Me, Irreplaceable Him, was written about 11 years ago, it was published right after I spoke at World Youth Day in Sydney. And then the second book is Redeemed, and it is, it's just the follow-up to Exposed, and it focuses a little more on the frustration and the aspect and the struggle that I had within my marriage. And also in working with my son, who he was ADHD and with impulsivity disorder and just some thoughts of him being on the spectrum of autism or Asperger's. And so there was a lot of things that were going on in my life at that time and how God worked through me in that and brought out that hope and that understanding and showing his mercy and grace. So again, those books are Exposed and Redeemed, and I'm certain that I have a third book within me that I'll be working on. But I do have a self-help book that hopefully will be out in 2020 called Awake My Soul. And so just be on the lookout for that as well.
Awesome. Shannon, I want to thank you so much for your time. And it's just been a pleasure talking to you. And thank you so much for your witness and your work here in helping people and survivors of abuse. So thank you so very much.
Thank you, Bill, for the opportunity. I'm grateful, and Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, Merry Christmas. This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.